From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A nationwide ceasefire is now in effect in Syria. A complicated arrangement worked out last week by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kerry met reporters Monday in Washington, said initial reports suggest the truce is holding.
The earliest reports are that there's some reduction in violence, though it is far too early to draw any definitive conclusions.
The agreement is aimed at allowing humanitarian aid into besieged and divided Aleppo. Eventual joint U.S.-Russian cooperation in targeting jihadist groups and hope for resumption of talks on Syria's political future.
This is designed to bring people to the table in Geneva in order to get under the auspices of the UN and begin to negotiate a political transition and the restoration of a peaceful and united Syria.
Rebels seeking to oust President Bashar al-Assad have expressed reservations, saying like an earlier doomed cessation of hostilities, the agreement lacks guarantees and monitoring mechanisms. Following a two-year investigation, the group called The Century, created to look into how African conflicts are funded, claims it found evidence that South Sudanese leaders profited off the country's conflict. Hollywood actor George Clooney presented the evidence Monday at a Washington news conference.
It involves arms dealers, international lawyers, international banks, international real estate. And it is because of these international actors that we are also able to provide solutions to help end this criminal behavior, to protect innocent civilians.
He called on the international community to cut off financial flows to President Salva Kiir, rebel leader Riek Machar, and the country's top generals through tough sanctions. Spokesmen for both leaders deny they hold property in Kenya or elsewhere in Africa, as the report alleges. This is VOA News. U.S.